Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it may be, wherever you are. My name is Craig Hagan, and you're listening to Rhema's Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, T-Mac, Tony McKinnon, who just came back from Louisiana.
The land of crawfish, shrimp, oysters, gumbo, and etouffee.
Anyone that knows Tony, he loves food, yes. Especially Cajun food. So how was it?
It was good. Yep. I ate from one end of there to the other and came home.
Did you have any, what, crawfish pie?
I think it's. No, I didn't. I have had crawfish pie down there, but not this trip. Yeah.
Well, when I went there the whole time, I actually ate at the hotel the whole time. It wasn't the best crawfish in the world.
They've started construction. They're building, tearing out part of that and building a new hotel right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, today is a great day. We actually have a studio audience today. This is part of a class, actually. So, yeah.
Studio full.
Studio full. Yeah, this is actually probably our biggest crowd we've had so far.
I wonder if the upper room looked like this.
We are in the upper room.
We are in the upper room.
Yeah.
The fire's going to fall.
Hi, everybody. My name is Josiah Antis. I'm originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, but my family moved here when I was about 4 years old, so I like to tell everybody I'm from Tulsa. I was actually doing a business internship coming out of high school with one of my dad's friends who's a multimillionaire, and he said I needed to be doing something to get like a good biblical foundation while I was doing that, like still have a good kind of ministry knowledge as well. So I went to Rhema because my parents actually went to Rhema whenever they moved here back in, I think, 99, 2000, somewhere in there. So,
And actually, Josiah, his dad's been on the podcast a number of times. He told us about he was a beer drinking pizza delivery.
Yeah. Drunk pizza delivery guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, obviously, Josiah, this guy is like an all-state track guy, and he gave up scholarships to come to Rhema. And, so my question is, why would someone want to do something like that?
I think for me it was I'll put it like this. Track is very the success rate of like making it to the pros in track is very, very low. So whenever you get to like the NFL out of college, you have a 0.03 chance percent chance of being drafted in the NFL. To get into the Olympics out of college is 0.0001% chance. Mm-hmm. So you actually have 300 times greater chance rather of getting into the NFL than you do getting into the Olympics. So trying to take that as far past college wasn't really an option. At that point, you're basically just having it pay for an education. Well, if I'm going to college to go learn business, why would I do that when I can go work directly under somebody and get paid to work there who clearly has knowledge of business and runs many multi-million dollar companies? So that's why I went for a business internship instead of college. In terms of going to Rhema on top of that, money's great and all, but if you don't have a good spiritual foundation underneath you, then like, how are you supposed to do anything good with money? It's just going to be a temptation in your life. So I really wanted to make sure that not only was I getting good intellectual basis, but also like getting a good ministry basis on top of that, being founded in my Christianity, making that something that is my own, not just something that my parents wanted or something that other people said was good for me, but really having that relationship with God that was authentic. So I wanted to come to Rhema for really that established foundation.
That's good.
So has it been what you thought it was going to be?
That's a good question. Rhema's actually been a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I went kind of through my first year, went through the motions, and then by the time I got into really intro to world missions class, I kind of was sitting there, hearing our teachers come in every single day, hearing them talk about like pastoral ministry, what it's like to have a pastor's heart for people, and just the different stories that they had of the ways God had moved and how people's lives were changed. And I was like, how can I sit here and be in class and not be a part of that? How can I hear about the gospel being preached and just not go out there and want to tell people about it, see the freedom and the life change? And so that really flipped a switch for me where it was like, I don't want to, go into the world and pursue business. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I really knew that I wanted to do full-time ministry. And so my second year, I took ministry fundamentals. Third year, kind of out of the pocket, God told me that he wanted me to do student ministries. So that was definitely not something I was expecting going into it, but student ministries has been definitely a game changer for me. It's shown me just so much about not only ministry, but how to interact with other people, interact with youth, interact with my friends differently. So yeah, it's been really good.
That's great.
So what's next for you, Josiah?
So after Rhema, I'm probably going to continue working at the ministry in Tulsa that I work at. It's called Global Ventures. It's actually Rhema alumni, John and Martine Smithwick. It's their ministry. They do short-term missions all over the world. So I'm hoping to get a position on staff there full-time to work in the media department for them. So,
all right. Next student.
My name is Nida Clayton, and I'm from Northwest Missouri. And I'm here at Rhema, having a great time.
Amen. So obviously you didn't come right out of high school like Josiah did.
That's right. Okay, so I'm a little older, I'll just put it that way. And I about 3 years ago, I realized that, you know, everything that I had been doing for the Lord was just kind of over, and I was wondering what the next thing was that he had for me. And so I really gave myself to some prayer, and the Lord showed me that, he actually said to me, the next thing I have for you is going to require preparation. And as soon as he said that, I just thought, I think I just got permission to go to Rhema. And so I put in my application, and things just started working out. We're farmers, and so it turned out that one of my sons was willing to come back and take the farm for us. And so he's taking care of the farm while we're at Rhema. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to see what God has planned for us.
Because we have a lot of children follow their parents to Rhema. You followed your daughter. Destiny came first, right?
That's right. In fact, I have two children that have attended Rhema. And so my oldest and my youngest daughter both attended Rhema. I have seven children. And so, I'm a second generation in reverse.
Now, you mentioned the farm. Now, I've seen your husband. Is he first year now? Did he come behind you, or has he just visited some?
No, he actually thought about coming to Rhema, but he hated school.
Okay, yeah, me too.
So he just didn't know if he could handle the homework.
Okay, I didn't think he was a student, but I just wasn't sure. Okay,
but you know, I haven't.
We actually have homework at Rhema. Not in my class.
Yeah. Reading assignment.
You know, that's one thing I'd like to say is that you're never too old to come to Rhema. I mean, Joshua took and Caleb took the Promised Land when they were 80. And so I don't intend to quit until I'm
toast.
Yeah, until I'm toast.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of point out, because, you know, Rhema, we have folks of all ages. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, Josiah came right out of high school. We have some people who retire and then come after they retire at 65, and things like that. So no matter how old or how young you are, if you're listening out there, you can always come to Rhema.
Right, there's a place for you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And I shouldn't say old, it's mature.
Yeah, seasoned.
I found that out from my class. You know, we have some people that are more mature, like us.
But some of us are just older, not necessarily more mature.
Yeah. So what's next? You're going back to the farm, you said.
Well, I've been praying about it, and he told me, I want you to go back home, and then I'll show you what I want you to do. And so until he shows me that, I'll definitely be working with our church, helping it in any way I can.
Amen.
All right. Your pastor's a Rhema grad too, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Next student in the hot seat.
All right. I am Caleb Helmick. I graduated high school, then I came here to Rhema for a second year. And I am in second year pastorals right now. So,
where are you from?
I'm from here. I grew up here in Rhema all my life, and okay. Then, yeah.
So you had to come a long way.
Yeah, I come a long way. You know, I always hear stories like, you know, you always had to come here to, like, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I'm like, I grew up here. It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
It could be worse, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's don't put you on the tourism.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Move here. It's not that bad.
Yeah. It's not like the middle of nowhere. We are somewhere.
I am on the tourism board. So now, you know, we actually had one of our students that we interviewed, and they grew up in Broken Arrow and didn't really know anything about Rhema except for Christmas lights until they showed mm-hmm. up. But obviously you grew up around here, so you were pretty familiar. Now, has Rhema been what you thought it was going to be? I mean, that's a whole other thing. You know, you kind of experienced Rhema all your life, then.
Yeah, because, like, growing up in youth and, like, going to church every day, it's not the same as coming here to, like, actual Rhema Bible College. It's a completely different experience because you get a further in-depth education and learning with God, and that's something I really enjoyed being here and seeing that, like, growth not only in myself but also meeting other people from around the world, from people in Peru to even people in Australia, which is so weird to think of because it's just Oklahoma, the middle of the United States. You never expect you'd meet people from other countries here, yeah. And here we are.
That's now, great. Did your parents come to Rhema, or is that how you came to Broken Arrow, or are you just from Broken Arrow?
My grandparents came to Rhema, actually.
Okay.
And my parents didn't, but they met here, and then I grew up here, so.
So you grew up in the church?
Yes, I grew up in the church.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, because obviously a lot of times people grow up in church and they just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Amen. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, I'm Grace Narodowski. I kind of grew up, obviously, my dad's a pastor. And I was kind of like the Jonah of Rhema, knowing I had to come here, but I didn't want to. So
you're calling Rhema Nineveh?
No, you know what I mean. Like, I'm running from what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I have my life, I have my career, I have my friends, whatever. I have God, I go to church all the time. But then I went through something, and I was like, okay, God, I'll go. You know, and he brought me here, and he's answered a lot of my questions. I've had so many aha moments, so I'm very blessed to be here.
That's good.
Awesome. Very thankful. So,
obviously, you grew up around here as well. Yes. I mean, you know, so like you never wanted to come to Rhema because of that, and because your parents did things like that.
Yeah.
So, has it been what you expected, or what? I mean, you know, how's your experience been?
It's been great. Like I said, I've had very aha moments. Like, honestly, yesterday in Colossians with Pastor Zach, he was talking about the thorn in the side, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was driving, and God showed me that thorn in my side, and it was Rhema. But it's like brought me through so much, and it's brought me to where I'm at, and it's showing me where I'm going. So I'm very thankful.
So where are you going?
I'm going here for another year.
Okay.
To keep learning, and then hopefully go into full-time ministry.
So what are you going to take next year?
Biblical studies.
Okay, because you're in student ministries now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, next student in the hot seat.
Yeah, see you. Sorry. my name is Joseph Lee. Yeah, so before I came to Rhema, I'm from Indonesia, but my original is from China.
All right.
Yeah.
So he didn't grow up in Tulsa.
No.
So how did you hear about Rhema?
It's about my wife, Noah, student here. So my wife traveling and praying in Jerusalem and met this student, and she recommend us to come here to study. At that time, we are living in Indonesia. So I work there and do some missions there. My wife also is a pastor in China. So she also with me to do some mission in Indonesia. So they recommend to us we come here.
So has Rhema been what you thought it would be?
Rhema, yeah, is a word, it's a family, and and the mission school, she said. Yeah.
All right. You have any more questions, Tony?
Is your wife here? You mentioned your wife. Is she in China?
She's here.
She's here, okay.
Yeah. Also with me, second year student.
Second year student. Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, I'm Olivia Merritt. I'm from Minden, Louisiana. I moved here 3 years ago in 2021, and it's been great. I didn't know about Rhema before I moved here. I actually got introduced through my pastors. My pastor is a Rhema graduate. They brought me to Kindle the Flame in 2020, and I knew from that moment, like, oh, I needed to be at Rhema. There are some areas that I definitely need to grow in, and I knew that Rhema would help me grow in those areas. So,
and for those that are listening that don't know what Kindle of Flame is, actually our women's conference that we have here every September. And so obviously, so you attended Kindle of Flame, and then you, and that's what happens a lot of times. People come to one of our conferences or whatever, and they're like, hey, maybe I should go to Bible school. Especially some people who happen to be, unlike you, more mature, you know, they're thinking, I never thought about coming to Rhema, but, you know, now they're coming. So, So you really didn't, even though your pastor was a Rhema grad, you really didn't know a lot about it until you came to Kindle the Flame?
Yeah. He definitely has talked about it in, like, services, but, like, it was just one of those things, like, oh, cool. Like,
yeah, Olivia doesn't pay attention.
That's not true. I just don't pay attention in your classes. I'm just kidding. No. It's just something that, like, flew over my head. I was like, oh, yeah, it's Rhema, you know? But then they were like, oh, come to Kindle the Flame. I was like, okay. And so after that, I just saw the community here, and I love the community. It felt like home, and it's something that definitely took a step of faith for me because I'm so, like, used to being in one, like, area and, like, I don't know, like, feeling comfortable in, like, one area. And so moving here was a big step for me. Mm-hmm. It was scary.
And I'm assuming you really didn't know anyone who moved here, right? You just
Actually, I moved here with one of my friends, Tori. Okay. Her parents are on the pastoral staff, and so she actually came to Kindle the Flame as well, and that's when we both decided.
Okay, that makes it a little bit easier if you actually know somebody when you come.
The buddy system.
So you're saying you should bring a buddy. If you want to come to Rhema, you should bring a buddy.
Well, if you start drowning, you got a buddy.
Speaking of drowning, last night was crazy.
Holy smokes.
For you, last night we had some pretty torrential rain. And outside, I don't know if our area was flooded.
Yeah.
I actually went out and barely got my car. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, my biggest problem was the power going off and with my CPAP and you start suffocating.
I wasn't sleeping. Yeah, we live real close to each other, so our area got hit pretty hard.
Our power went off twice at the house.
Our power went off two or three times, but it wasn't that bad. Anyway, so
I thought I was drowning.
Because your CPAP didn't work.
Right, exactly. I needed, anyway.
Anything else you wanted to say?
Nope, I'm happy you didn't drown, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, my name is Nathaniel Schaefer. I'm from South Dakota, and my parents were actually graduates from 2006, and they pastor up on the reservation up in South Dakota.
So obviously you're pretty familiar with Rhema whenever you know, parents being a graduate. Now, did you live here too when your parents?
Yeah. So they actually came to Rhema after I was born in South Dakota. They came down and pastored a town a few hours south of here before we went back up to South Dakota.
So how old were you then?
I was here until my parents were here until I was three because I was born in 2003.
So you don't remember a whole lot.
I don't remember.
That's what I was trying to get at.
I don't remember much here. I remember coming to all the camp meetings and winter Bibles.
After that.
I remember growing up south from here. Just going to all the camp meetings here and being in the kids' room.
Yeah. Our kids were 3 and 6 when we came. So, a little different.
So question, did you want to come? Was that like on your radar? I always like to question you.
Yeah.
Or is that just?
Originally, no. I kind of used it as an excuse when people in high school or like family members would ask me what I wanted to do. I would just say, "Yeah, I'm going to go to Rhema." I didn't really want to.
I always thought I was going to be a fireman.
Well, yeah, I actually had a bunch of. I had a scholarship to go play basketball, stuff like that. Then I applied here just to do it because my parents told me, like, hey, you should try it. And I did.
We accept everybody pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually, I turned down all my scholarships just because I was like, you know what? I didn't really want to go to, I didn't know what I wanted to do other than basketball. And I knew I wasn't probably going to make it far. So I applied and came.
So you didn't wait till you got swallowed by a fish like Grace?
No. No, I almost did, but I got out. Okay. Yeah.
So what's next for you?
After we graduate, I'm actually getting married in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and after that, I'm actually, with my future wife, we're going back up to South Dakota into the hills, and we're actually going to be youth pastors and associate pastors there.
We're in the Black Hills?
Yeah, in Custer, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Um, Tell me his name.
Pastor Joel.
Joel Zukowski. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Next student in the hot seat.
Well, my name is Anna Bryant. I am from Kentucky, and I came to Rhema after doing several years in ministry, bringing the arts into the church. And through that, I had several opportunities focusing mainly on identity and being able to build relationships between God and people and identify those things getting in their way. So I came to Rhema because I was doing more in my own strength, and I needed to really tap into Him and know that identity fully for myself of who I was before even being able to share and help others even find that same freedom. And so through that opportunity, it put me on the right course, and then it brought me here, which I laugh because before 2 years ago, I didn't really know Rhema. I didn't know even who the Hagans were. And so it's been amazing to get to know them a little bit more through the classes and see just the word is true. And that has blessed me personally and in ministry.
Amen. Where in Kentucky are you from?
Near Lexington in Winchester, Kentucky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's it.
So obviously you didn't really know who we were or whatever. So how did you end up at Rhema? I mean, I'm kind of curious. Like, I actually know, this is an interesting story. I know an individual who's Rhema grad now. He's an Army minister. He actually, his parents were Rhema grads. Whenever he moved to Tulsa, he didn't really even know the Hagans, even though his parents were Rhema grads. In fact, he actually told someone asked him, he goes, "Are you going to John Hagee school?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think so." he didn't even know. I mean, so he obviously didn't know anything really. I mean, he knew who Brother Hagan was, but he didn't know much about the ministry. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was, I actually met some alumni that had already been through Rhema, and one had posted a lot on her social media, and I was like, "Oh, that's great for you." It was good. It was good. Just her experience, even with the worship team and the classes, and God just kept bringing more Rhema students to me that had been through the program, and as I just, by the third person, I couldn't ignore it. And that summer, he just called me and was like, "This is where you're going." And I was like, "I don't even know where this is. I know I've been to Oklahoma one time. It was flat. Kentucky, we have at least rolling hills." Once I realized the call, I was like, "Okay, this is my next step."
Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, and for those of you that are here and also listening online, I mean, one of the best advertisements for Rhema is our alumni.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, to tell your experience. And like I said, you know, you not only heard the experience in person, but also on, you know, through social media. And we don't realize sometimes the power we have in social media. I mean, we never know who might read one of our posts. We might, you know, here's the thing. If you have something stupid like a cat video that goes viral, then now you have opportunity to talk to people who would have never ever found you before. But since your cat video went viral, you know, it's real stupid, but people, you know, to pay attention. But you also never know who's actually, you know, visiting your social media site. So it's if you had a good experience, Rhema, talk about it. If you don't, just be quiet. All right. So what's your next step?
So I am a spring student, so okay. I actually still have fall, and I actually plan to even take a third year in itinerant ministry as traveling to different states even prior to coming to Rhema, getting that equipping. That was my main focus even before I knew the second year and third year programs and different things like mm-hmm. that. So it was to get equipped with the practical as well as the word in how to best bring the word to the people.
Amen.
Amen. Well, before the next video, I want to talk to those that are listening. Maybe you're out there listening and thinking, you know what, maybe I should go to Bible school. If you'll just check out rbtc.org, rbtc.org, you can find out more information about Rhema. If you'll just fill that information out, we'll send you a digital packet immediately, and then we'll have one of our student ambassadors give you a call and maybe set up a time for you to come visit us during a college weekend or even come to camp meeting coming up in July. But Rhema is not just about young people, no matter how old you might be. Now, Obviously, she mentioned she was a spring student. You can come to Rhema in January or in September. You know, a lot of people have actually used to call Rhema the Harvard of Bible Schools, but we no longer want to be associated with Harvard. We're just a great Bible school.
Or any other college. Or, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's what's going on. That's a whole other podcast. What's going on in other colleges around the world is pretty crazy. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Well, my name's Nathan Zimmer. I can also attest to the other colleges around the world.
I'm not sure around the world. I'll just say United States. But pretty crazy what's going on.
Yeah, so I actually, in 2019, I was getting ready to graduate. I grew up here in Broken Arrow, ready to graduate from Oklahoma State University.
I graduated from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, so I graduated from Oklahoma State University, and just throughout that process, I wasn't happy with the trajectory, and I wanted to go to Bible school. I wanted to do something for the Lord, and I just come back from a month in Guatemala, actually, staying there with a missions organization, and I wasn't happy, so I started to get that pull to go to Rhema. I knew about it, you know, because I'd grown up here in town my whole life in a church down south in Coweta. But then about summertime, right before 2022, I can tell you the place where I was at, and I just felt like after a Sunday morning service, the Lord was like, "Hey, go to Rhema." And I was like, are you sure? Like, I'm not sure. My brother's actually here. He's in this class with me. I was like, I'm just bandwagoning. That's just, he's already saying he wants to go. Like, that's just me saying I want to go too. But I'm telling you what, this has probably been the best thing that's ever happened to me my whole life.
That's great.
So did some of your family go or Rhema, or did you just?
Yeah, no. So my dad graduated, I think he graduated in 80-something.
Yeah, he was old a long time.
Yeah. So he came straight out of high school. He graduated, stayed here in town, married my mom, and then I grew up in a church in Coweta, like I said.
So obviously you were familiar with Rhema, you know, not just been being in Broken Arrow, but familiar with more than just Christmas lights like this one person was.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I knew about Rhema and things, but in the back of my brain, I'd always said, like, okay, well, I'm going to church at a Rhema church. Like, I know the word. Like, the doctrine's there already. Like, I feel like I've got a pretty solid foundation. And that's true. Like, the things that we learned at Rhema, obviously there's always things to learn. But the doctrine was there. But there's so much more than just that. And I think that that's what I got away from it, is the community, the people, the making the decision to say, no, I am actually going to follow God. Mm-hmm. And that choice to say, like, no, I am actually going to do this, and I'm going to actually interrupt my life, and I'm actually going to change. I mean, there's been all sorts of things that have had to change in my life with job and work and friends and all sorts of stuff that was God just trimming the fat. And that would have never happened had it just sat.
Well, and that's a good plug for, that's part of the equipping. You can't get that sitting at home in your underwear doing online Bible school.
Yeah.
Right. Something about yes to make a transition, yes to rearrange, yes to the inconvenience helps you with saying yes the further you go with God. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, actually my grandfather had a statement, and the statement was, if you're not willing to come, you're not willing to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously not everyone comes to Rhema is planning to go into ministry. But now we have interviewed a lot of people on this podcast that are in ministry today, been in ministry for many, many, many years. And I ask them, so when you're in Rhema, were you planning to go into ministry? No. I would just come to learn more about the Bible. So, you know, that's why, online's fine, I guess, but I don't know how you train a minister online. I don't. There's something about experience this place that's different than before, and we have battled with, do we go online? And we know that because we can have 5,000 new students tomorrow just by saying we're going online. In fact, one of the other Bible colleges actually tell us the most of our online students say that they're taking our online courses because Rhema doesn't offer one, wow. And that's and it's a very prominent school here in the United States, and it's, you know, that's the number one reason people go to their online schools, because Rhema doesn't offer one. But we found that online schools don't really work. I mean, you know, look at during COVID, people got further and further behind because, you know, we live in a social media world. People have trouble even paying attention to their own class. much less, you know, whenever you're home in your underwear, you know, things like that. So, so Rhema's been much more than you actually thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next?
I'm still praying and seeking God on that. My dad is a prison minister, so I've been going down with him and just serving in the church and just gradually taking more trips, going out, doing things, and then as God directs, I'm going to keep going and following him.
Amen.
Amen. Next student in the hot seat.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie Bailey, and I'm from Ramona, Oklahoma. My parents are actually pastors in Ramona, and so kind of grew up in ministry and everything like that and loved the Lord, but I think the biggest thing that I've taken from Rhema and why the Lord called me to Rhema was to build a relationship and a foundation with him for me. And it was so special, and I feel like being here at Rhema, I've built a community and a family, and I mean, the Word of God has just become so alive to me. Yes, it was alive before, but it's just becoming so vital for my everyday life, and I just desire to be more and more, be able to apply it more and more to my life.
And, you know, I think that's, you know, really good that we need to find God for ourselves. You know, a lot of times, too, growing up in a Christian home, especially a pastor's home, you know, you have some kind of relationship with God, but it's mainly through your parents or whatever. But, you know, there's something different about actually being on your own. You know, I know you're not that far away from home, but still being on your own, you know, and having, you know, establishing a relationship with God yourself. And I think we all need to do that. And that's another reason why coming to Bible school is actually a good thing, or, you know, getting away from your home life, getting away from other distractions that are at home and things like that. So where is Ramona for those of people who don't?
So no. Ramona is like a small country town where I believe that the most of the population is probably horses and cows, because it's a very ranching community. I love it. The people are so wonderful. But it is close to Bartlesville. It's north of here.
Okay, north of here.
North of here. Yeah, I wasn't real familiar where Ramona is. I know where Bartlesville is.
It's small, yeah.
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 So has Rhema been what you expected then? Obviously, you said you know.
Yeah, it's more than I expected. So before I came to Rhema, I was actually homeschooled, and I was that weird child that would do her homework at night, because I love my quiet time. But what I would do is I would turn on Pastor Hagin, and I would turn on his sermons, and I would just feel like I'd feel such a connection even as I was doing my homework. And I was like, Lord, this is so awesome. You know, I'm doing my homework and I'm getting filled up and refired. And what actually that was that connection that I was supposed to come here. And after I graduated high school, I made plans to go do my own thing. And then the Lord was like, go to Rhema. Like, he reminded me of that. Go to Rhema. And so I went to visit, and I was like, okay, Lord, I'll visit. And I was on a campus tour, and the Lord spoke to me, said, this is your home. This is your season. It's time to come. And so I was obedient to do it, and it has been more than I ever could have imagined it could be.
That's awesome.
I'm very grateful.
So what's your next step?
My next step, I'm hearing the Lord on that one, but definitely I'm feeling a pull to like learn from the ministers that the Lord has connected me with and serve more and just get all that I can from a serving position.
Amen. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hello, my name is Rashane Sinclair. Born and raised in Jamaica, and I migrated to
the States. I love Jamaica. Can I say that?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, I found my people when I went down there. Good food down there, too. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Tony loves food.
Yeah.
So, migrated to the States in 2008, and got saved in 2012, and served in a local church from there, and that leads to...
So where were we living in the United States?
I moved from Florida to Tulsa back in 2023.
Where in Florida?
In West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. All right.
Yeah. Where you have all the palms and, you know, beaches there. But it's all started.
Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. You also have the... hopefully
actually,
next president of the United States.
17 minutes away from there.
Okay.
It's pretty beautiful.
There we go.
And... started a local church just to fast forward, and you know, I just sensed that there's a deeper calling, a deeper move that the Lord just really wanted me to get deeper in His Word and to lead His people into a deeper walk with Him. And I'm like, Lord, I know You're calling me for more, and I want to do this the right way. What are you saying? And he's like, you know, just go to a Bible school and type in the online search Bible and college or something. I don't remember exactly. And Rhema came up.
Oh.
I'm like, Rhema. And I remember
it's good to know.
Some of the preachers I've listened to online, they talk about, you know, Rhema, different things of that. And I went online and said, okay, if they say that I can do this online, then I'm all in. You know, so I look at the FAQ and they say, you have to be here. I'm like, oh. And you know what? I sense that everything I read about Rhema, the spoken word and faith, and that's kind of how my life, how I got married, was by faith. The Lord says she's going to be your wife. And I just, everything just happened in my life, my walk with the Lord has been faith. So he's like, you know, that's where you're going to go. I said, hey, baby, we're going to go to Oklahoma. She said, what? I said, we're going to go to Rhema Bible Training College. And said, let's go. Right? So she sensed that right there and then. And yeah, I'm here. And it's like really a dream come true. You know, just being around like-minded folks and, you know, just all faith and getting deep into the word and bringing some clarities to some stuff. And, you know, it's just so awesome. It's like really you come to each class is like a conference room, you know, hearing from different speakers and, you know, just soak it all in. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Hey, man, so you moved from Florida, from the beach to come to Tornado Alley.
Hey, man. Where we can stop storms, right?
Yeah. That is true. We actually really, very few tornadoes actually hit Tulsa, which, unlike Oklahoma City. So, you know, obviously you're not 18 as well. How old are you?
35.
So I'm just curious because I want to point out to a lot of people who are listening.
Very diverse.
That, you know, not everyone's 18. Not everyone's, you know, we have a number of people who come right out of high school. We have some people who might go to a secular college for a year or so and said, this is not for me. And then we have some people who retire, whatever. Then we have people, you know, in middle age, or I don't know, 30s middle age or not, because I think 50s middle age more than likely. But anyway, but, you know, we have people who come at all ages, and that's why we want to point out Rhema's not just for the young, not just for the old, because you know what? No matter how old you are, God can use you, and God can call you, and God has a plan for you.
Amen.
So has Rhema been what you expected?
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's like, you know, being here, do you really want to leave?
So what is your next step?
It's my next step, really, I'm sensing a third year, but at the same time, the Lord had me doing some other stuff because I still, with the ministry I started at home, I'm still doing that online. And he just showed me different things along that line. And I may have to do another year. So that has been confirmed yet, but I'm just open because it's a spoken word.
Thus
whatever he
Lord.
Says, amen, amen. You know, whatever he says, really, that's kind of the motivation for right now. But I know as time progresses, he will lead me where to go and start a ministry eventually, get our building, and go from there.
Yeah, and for those in this room, you don't have to have a plan for next year or whatever. We just kind of curious sometimes. Some of you already have a plan.
Yeah.
Some of you, you know, you're still praying about it and things like that. You know, now here's me. I'm the kind of person, I just say I'm praying about, well, I'm not really praying about, you know, things. Sometimes I just say I am just because I don't want to answer it. But you know, whatever you're doing, it's okay. We just kind of curious because we kind of want to know what you're doing next because, you know, are you going to go pastor church? You're going to go, you know, third year, fourth year, seventh year, whatever you might want to do. Amen. So are we done? All right. Well, you know, once again, if you're out there listening and you're wondering, you know, maybe I might want to come to Rhema. If you'll just check us out, rbtc.org, rbtc.org. If you just give us your name and your email, we'll immediately email you a digital package. And also, if you'll include your phone number, we will have one of our student ambassadors give you a call, talk to you more about Rhema, you know, and that's something to pray about. You know, if you know, whether you feel called to the ministry or whether you just want to learn more about the Bible, Rhema's a great place to do it. And, you know, Oklahoma's not a bad place. And, you know, I know we have tornadoes right now, but that's okay. You know, it's not a really bad place to live. I mean, he just moved from Florida to come to Oklahoma and actually likes it, all right? So that's, you know, but you know, maybe you're in one of those weird states that have all kinds of crazy things going on, come to Oklahoma. It's a pretty free state. Amen. Well, here at Rhema, we're bringing hope, help, and healing to the world. God bless you guys. Have a great day.